Dynamic Aesthetic for Wednesday, May 31st, 2005, episode 63. Oh, it seems like only yesterday I recorded a podcast. Oh, wait. It was yesterday. Oh, well. I'd like to make a clarification on yesterday's podcast. When I talked about Second Life not being the best place for education, I was specifically referring to the standard model that, if you think about education, it's probably what most people think of. It's the kind of education that we had when we were growing up. It's what administrators would probably be the ones to try out. Mainly, hey, let's make a virtual classroom and have all the students hang out in the same room while the teacher teaches. That's pretty much the same model they would get in a brick-and-mortar school, but instead they could be all over the country in a virtual world. You can do meetings like this in Second Life, but really that would be little more than a chat room that sucks all your bandwidth away. I mean, just use a text chat room for that. There is, however, another way. Imagine an area filled with interactive tools and toys, where students could interface with a whole variety of media at their leisure. Teachers would still select the curriculum, as always. Well, more or less. There's always a little bit of empowerment when you have an area like that. But the students could pick their order of the things they go through and the pace at which they do it. I think that would work a lot better in Second Life than the virtual classroom model. But still, you know, I could make a web quest in 5 minutes that does the same thing, giving them a bunch of activities they can do, even dissecting a frog online, for crying out loud. It wouldn't take near as much bandwidth, and chances are it wouldn't be blocked by my school's firewall. Now, Second Life can be a tool for educators. I'm not going to say that it can't be. It may even end up being a good one. Unfortunately, other than its user interface, I really don't see too much there that I can't get elsewhere. Well, in any case, you can get a hold of me at theartguy@gmail.com or go to academicaesthetic.com. Drop me a line, tell me what you think. Have a good one.